Well, today is the first Sunday in May, and as we make this tape today, we want to thank you for your responses, your letters, your cards, and your support. Because of the popularity of the recent movie, The Passion of Christ, more people are looking into our Lord Jesus Christ and his identity, who he is, and what he's about. So I thought it would be good for us today to consider this subject. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. This is revealed to us in the Bible, and the Bible is the Word of God and is the only reliable source of truth. One passage we'll be looking at is John 17, 1 through 5. If you would be turning to that in your Bible, we will look at that. Now let's bow for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful for Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our glorious God, Lord and Savior, and blessed Comforter. As we now consider the truth of your word, we pray that the Holy Spirit will be our teacher, reveal truth to us deep down in our hearts, and cause us to respond today to be your humble servants. Use this word for your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're thinking about Jesus Christ is the Son of God. There are several biblical statements about this. We will begin with one in John 17, 1 through 5. This statement reveals that he is eternal. And we might say, why do Christians believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Why do we believe that? Well, we believe it because God has revealed it to us, but there are passages in Scripture that cause us to believe. First of all, he is eternal. He did not just begin at his birth. He was always, always eternal. He had no beginning. He was not created. He is with the Father and the Holy Spirit from all eternity. He is the Christ, the Anointed One, the Appointed One of God. He is eternal. Now, here is his prayer the night before he was crucified. He prays to the Father, and we'll pick it up at verse 5. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was, before the creation of the world, our Lord Jesus Christ was with the Father in glory. He has come to earth, and he has become the God-man, and now, upon his death and resurrection, he will return to the glory he had with the Father before the world. We believe he is the Son of God because he is eternal. Isaiah the prophet wrote of him 800 years before the birth of Christ. Isaiah declares that he is the everlasting. So, when we think of Jesus Christ, we know that he is special. He is not just a human. He is forever, without beginning. He is the Christ of God. He is eternal. Secondly, we believe he is the Son of God because of his birth. And to that, refer to Luke chapter 1. In Luke chapter 1, beginning about verse 28, that's the message of the angel Gabriel to Mary, the Jewish girl. In Luke chapter 1, verse 28, now in the sixth month, that refers to the pregnancy of Elizabeth, the cousin. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can it be, since I do not know a man?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." His birth reveals that Jesus is the Son of God. He is the Son of God because he has no earthly father. The birth is supernatural. The birth is miraculous. Mary had no relationship with a man. That which was conceived in her is by the supernatural energy of the Holy Spirit bringing about conception. Why do we believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Because of his birth. No earthly father. Miraculous birth. Now, thirdly, we believe that Jesus is the Son of God because of his miraculous ministry. Now, to turn to passages about this, we'd have to turn to all the Gospels. But let's just be reminded that as he began his public ministry, he gained a following. People followed him wherever he went. Some of them, not serious, just curious, wondering what miracle he will work next. There are others who were sincere and followed him because they wanted to worship him. And as we think of the miracles of Jesus, he was not putting on a show as people are doing today. He was not arranging a carnival where people could come and pop balloons and take rides and show off. Every miracle had a purpose. If he healed someone, it was for a purpose, for the good of that person, but also to reveal who he is. Now, in the realm of his ministry, he worked miracles over the creation, over the wind and the waves, with the storm at sea. Wind and waves, what he did is speak a word. To the wind and the waves, he said, "Peace, be still. There's a great calm." He controls that. Over disease, he met people with all kinds of disease. And no disease was a problem for him to heal. People were healed. Mostly instantly for a purpose. He came across people with demon possession who were like animals. And he spoke the word of authority and the demons were gone. And of course, he came across death, particularly with that of Lazarus as recorded in John 11. When he came to the home, the sisters of Lazarus, Mary and Martha, were very troubled. Jesus delayed his coming 4 days. So Lazarus has been in the grave 4 days. And Jesus went to the grave. And he spoke to Lazarus. And he said, "Lazarus, come forth." And Lazarus came walking out of that grave. Authority over death. Miraculous ministry. Why believe that Jesus is the Son of God? There's no one like him. He alone can have such a ministry. In the fourth place, we believe that he is the Son of God because of his personal testimony. And we might refer to one passage there. It's John chapter 4, with the record of Jesus meeting the Samaritan woman at the well. His own personal testimony identifies him. Now, let me just give the background of what's happening here. Our Lord Jesus Christ is passing through the area of Samaria, which is unusual. And he stops at a well and sits. And out comes a woman from the city. And he asked her to give him a drink of water. And so she is concerned about this. And she thinks it's strange that he, a Jewish person, would ask of a Samaritan woman, "Where then do you get the water, this living water?" Jesus said, "Whoever drinks," verse 13, "of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water, springing up unto everlasting life." Now, the conversation continues. And she comes to the statement in verse 25. The woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. He is giving personal testimony that he is the Messiah, the Savior, who is the Son of God. Now you have to consider this. He is the world's greatest liar, the world's worst imposter, or it's true. Or it's true. I who speak to you am he. I am the Son of God. I am the Messiah. Now again, in his trial, he makes this clear. In the garden, it's clear. He steps forth to reveal himself as Jesus Christ. Why do we believe? Well, his personal testimony. His personal testimony is true, or he's insane, immoral, liar, imposter, or it's true. In thinking about this, in thinking of Jesus Christ, it's either or. Either he is the Son of God, our Savior, and will forgive our sin and take us to heaven, or he is our judge. He is the one who condemns to hell. So what we are thinking about today is of eternal importance. This is heaven or hell. Christ as Savior or judgment. Now a fifth reason we believe of his that he is the Son of God includes his authority. We've spoken of that somewhat, but let's elaborate on that a little bit. He is the Son of God, and that is revealed by his authority. He carries the authority of the Almighty. And it's revealed over Satan. Satan is a defeated enemy because of the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. Satan is judged. His destiny is hell, and he is doomed by virtue of the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ over him. We have spoken of the authority of Christ over death, but that of Lazarus, but I'm thinking now of his own death. He said, I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it again. And he did. He defeats death there by his resurrection. And by his resurrection, he guarantees ours. How could we ever have hope that we would ever come out of the grave? Except by his resurrection. And next, he has power over history. All the flow of nations, Babylonian Empire, Persian Empire, Grecian Empire, Roman Empire, British Empire. He's controlling the flow of history. And isn't it interesting to think that all of history began in what is now Iraq? And when we see on television the Tigris and Euphrates River coming together, that is exactly where the Garden of Eden was. That's where civilization began. And now it looks like it's going to end there with the war and hatred. How is all this happening? Is that chance? Is that accident? Is that luck? No, it's God's plan moving history exactly as he purposed. We believe he is the Son of God because he is returning. He's coming back. And he's going to make everything right. Every enemy will be defeated. Every believer will be honored and exalted with him. He's coming back. No politician will solve the problems of this world. Only the Prince of Peace can do that. Why do we believe he's the Son of God? Because of his authority. He is the sovereign Lord, and we trust him as so. Now, the big thing we pick up in the Bible is believing. We are to believe. The Philippian jailer said to Paul, "What must I do to be saved?" He said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved." To believe that he is the Son of God is all important. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16. In Matthew chapter 16, we read of a very important statement regarding the identity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pick it up in verse 13. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Now, when Jesus asked a question, it wasn't just for information. He already knew. But he's drawing out the people with their own belief and confession. So they said, "Some say you're John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Jesus said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Now this is the issue. As you listen to this message, you have to answer this question. I have to answer this question. Who do you say that I am? Who do I say this morning he is? Verse 16. Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Is that the end of it? No. Verse 17. Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah," that's his formal name, and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Now, we have gone through the biblical statements. Why do we believe in that Jesus is the Son of God? Well, because of his authority, because of his birth, because of his eternal, because of his miraculous ministry. Now, other people can also consider this truth and not believe. And why do we believe? Why did Peter believe? Why did Peter make this confession? It wasn't because he had more wisdom than others. It wasn't because he had greater works, which was more moral. It wasn't because he was better than other people. Why do we believe? Why are we Christian? Why do we say Jesus is the Son of God and he's our Savior? It is not from anything from us. It is because it has been revealed to us with special revelation from God the Father by the Holy Spirit. It is by election. God reveals this truth to the people he has chosen. And if you believe this truth this morning, thank him with all your heart. Live in thanksgiving. Live to serve him who has graced you with faith. If you do not yet believe, and this is of interest to you, and there has come a longing in your heart to believe, then that is the sure sign the grace of God is beginning to cause this interest. And you can now come to him in prayer and say, Lord God Almighty, I bow before you, give me the faith to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, my Lord and my Savior. Heavenly Father, grant it to be so for those who do not yet believe, that this saving faith will come to many, and that you will receive the credit, the honor, and the glory. For those of us whom you have graced with faith, and put in our hearts to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, our Lord and Savior, we just bow in humility before you to say, Lord, we are yours. Take our life and use it for your glory. Be the authority over our life this morning and cause us to live to serve you. We would not pray by our own merit or our own wisdom, but we only pray in Jesus' name.